Fitting for the 168% humidity that's in the air.
On the beach, boy.
And the way the hotel smells when I get off on the 14th floor.
This is a great song. You know, we are jamming.
We are jamming. Jamming day two. Actually, day three.
Yeah, we didn't rump chat day one.
Yeah.
We didn't rump chat day number one of Buck Days Rodeo.
Buck Days.
Right here in beautiful Corpus Christi, Texas. Down on the water. Down by the original home of Whataburger.
Down by the beach.
Down by Brewster Street Ice House, where we're coming to you every day on Retro Country 105.9 and 103.3.
Yeah.
Retro Country.
Yeah, it was a good show last night. It was a good rodeo. No bullfighters were injured, so that's a plus.
On a side note,
I'd like to not see you guys fight one, though.
I got nervous last night, so for everybody that is wondering, Dusty Tuckness is out of surgery. He would love to hear from you. He is doing fine. He had just got a couple plates put in his arm, but he's going to be good. So last night, then they couldn't get out on this bull. So, like the night
was
before.
Was it the same? No, it wasn't the same bull.
The same bull. These.
But the same thing happened. It was the last bull.
Yeah.
He injures the guy. Can't even get out on him, and he injures him, so they pull him off. And then they're all thinking they're just going to spill him, and Heath looks at Nate, and he says, fight him. And he, Mongo, fight bull, yes.
Mongo will fight bull. I am not afraid.
So they turn the bull out, and they fight him, and I'm going, no. No, please, no. I'll never forget.
Weston decided to fall down in front of him.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody puckered up a little bit right there. Anyway, it was a good night of rodeo.
We have a plethora of bullfighters. If they keep going down, we have Jimmy Lee next, and Rob Smets is the third one on the list.
I forgot Jim Jam's cracking lashes.
Yeah, but Smets is here, too. He can probably still fight bulls. I mean, he still looks. Anyhow.
Well, the fused neck probably won't work too well.
Down by the beach, boy.
Peripheral isn't what it used to be, but you can still do it, I guarantee it.
You know, Rob, they had a bullfight here in the 90s when the original home of Buck Days was actually almost out in the water in that old Coliseum. Did you know that?
I did know that. Donnie Gay started this back in the early 90s. Oh, man, there's another old bulldogger. Look at him, all these bulldoggers showing up with their gym shorts and
got his Michael Jordan t-shirts. Shorts on that he got in high school.
Look at him. Just look at him.
Just a beast of a man.
Riley Duvall, our good friend.
So for everybody listening at home or on iTunes, Shane Fry's legs are so white.
Well, he's a ginger, so.
He is not being laying by the beach. I mean.
I burn.
Buddy Burn number one.
Yeah, he's not going to go down that muddy water at the beach.
Down by the beach, boy. But seriously, it has been great. We are day three. Day number two of the rodeo competition that started last night. The lady who was on Rump Chat yesterday, our friend from Gillette, Wyoming, the ballerina.
Maggie.
Maggie had probably the
Alonsic.
She had the most awesome barrel setup last night when she knocked down that barrel and then put it back up.
It was cool. Yeah, I told Boyd, I go, you know, she's a ballerina. And he goes, I didn't know that. It was off the mic. And then she does that move. Well, he says it, and then she does that move, and it's like, ah. The balance does pay off. And did you see her arms in that shirt? Like, I'm not kidding you. Her arms make any man jealous.
Oh, on a side note, too, it was also cool here. They drop the chute for the mutton busting out of the roof.
Yeah.
On Chain Motors.
I told Benji that was a great idea. That was Benji's idea. And I'm like, that is genius.
What else was cool was Bret Michaels in concert last night, the lead singer of Poison. It was so loud. I loved it.
It was like, terrible.
But you know what, Boone? That's the thing. That's how rock concerts are supposed to be. You not, don't go
okay,
to...
Okay, because he didn't mix. It's not the level. It's how he mixed it. It was very piercing, okay? People think confuse loud with a bad EQ. You don't know what you're talking about.
I don't have a clue what I'm talking about.
Okay, you know, this is like me with pools.
Yeah, okay. I won't say a word about it.
See, there you go.
But the funny thing is, their hot song was AC/DC. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Like,
my walkout song was Motley Crue.
Well, you would think that.
Same old situation.
You would think that Poison would have, like, I don't know. It's just.
Technically, it's not Poison.
Well, Bret Michaels. He watched the whole rodeo. He sat right down by the Tine Event box.
I know, and you missed that opportunity.
I wish I would have. I don't know.
Yeah, but you know, maybe it's probably a good thing. He probably doesn't want attention called to him. He's probably, you know, just trying to enjoy.
If you're Bret Michaels, you don't go to the rodeo to not get attention.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
You don't want attention, stay in the bus.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So okay. With that being said, that's a little wrap up. I'm not mad at you, okay? I'm just disappointed in you, Ham.
Oh, right, whatever.
Now. Oh, man.
Okay. Well,
let's do it.
Let's do it. You have intro music queued up? This is your day here.
This is
using your equipment.
Okay, get ready. You do the intro. I'm getting the music ready right now, okay?
Well, you know how we have a love for the world of bullfroggers. Bulldoggers are our friends. They laugh when you make fun of them, even though they could rip your throat out at any moment. But they're good guys. But let's bring this guy up. In the WCRA, he's won 46,000. That's pretty good. 13 events. Since our inception in 2018, he's been to two NFRs. Can you name the years that our guest has been the NFR?
2021 and 2023.
No, close. 2020 and 2023.
That's what I said.
Close. Let's bring him up. Bridger Anderson, everybody. Yeah. Anytime. Oh, complete fail on the intro music.
You didn't turn it on.
It is. It is on.
Hey. Yeah, there we go. Okay, Big City. This is the first song again. Sorry, Bridger. My bad.
That was awesome.
It's a rough day. We've been having a lot of fun at Corpus Christi.
I drank too much yesterday before the rodeo, so I have to. I'm watering it today.
When you talk about rodeos, we've said this in the past. There are rodeos you go to get a check, and there's rodeos you go to because you love being there. And this is a love being here. Stay at the Omni Hotel.
A great hotel.
Right by the American Bank Center.
Great venue. Great beautiful crew. Great, you know, committee.
The nicest people in rodeo right here in Corpus Christi.
And Bridger's one of them. Hi, Bridger.
How's it going?
Good, buddy. We are, we're just, you know, living the dream. You were out last night, and it was kind of funny. You know, you don't really smile too much after too many 6-6 second runs. But you made it back, you know. Yep. Thank God the competition was so light last night. Oh, dang it, Riley left.
Was left.
Now he's ordering food.
But glad you'd be here, bud.
Yeah, we survived. That wasn't very pretty, but we made it.
Yeah, and that survived in advance in this format. So, you know, you get to that Triple Crown round and bring home the big money. That's all. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to be the fastest. Just survive in advance.
Now, 15,000 to win.
1,000.
Here we go.
But here's the deal, though. Like, you can actually, if you max it out, you could win way more than that, right?
I think it's 34.50 if you win every round.
34%. Damn.
34,500.
Dang. Yeah. Dang, with a G on the end right there.
G.
So, Bridger, like, when you guys, man, just like Cambo said, we love the Bulldoggers. You know, I used to bulldog all the time. Steer wrestlers are a whole different group where you guys roll in bands that are happy for each other. Like, if you watch steer wrestlers, there'll be four steer wrestlers together. They'd be getting ready. They'd be pumping each other up, doing the high fives, like, yeah, but let's do it. Like, all the other events, they won't even talk to each other, and they won't really help. But the steer wrestler community is a very tight-knit group.
Yeah, we try to get along anyway.
Not to say there's not any drama here or there, but
We try to keep a pretty clean crew, and if you're one that doesn't get along with everybody very well, you kind of get pushed out.
Well, you got to, because then, you know, someday you're going to need a ride.
We need too much help from each other to not get along.
Correct. You got to have that. You got to have somebody's horses if you don't have your own team. And even if you do, as much as you guys fly around.
Well, and then you need somebody hazing, you need two horses, you need a guy on the head of the steer, you need a guy pushing. Sometimes you need a guy in the box telling you if you're out or holding your horse in. There's just way too much that goes into it.
What do you like these bracket style rodeos? Do you like that or
it? I like it. Stockton and I, when we first started doing this WCRA deal, and then like San Antonio and looking at that kind of stuff, you just kind of take a different strategic approach to it. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily have to blow the barrier out. Like, I knew I was ninth out last night, and it was pretty soft. So I'm just going to get out behind the barrier and get them tipped over. Wasn't exactly how I pictured that happening, but yeah, you don't. you don't have to go and beat 120 guys every time to win a lot of money. And it's different, but I like the way it works.
Yeah.
The nomination deal, and for everybody listening on iTunes and Apple, we've talked about the nomination deal. So you nominate rodeos through the app.
Yep.
That count towards this event. So what rodeos did you nominate? Did you nominate everyone, or like, do you guys sit down and say, okay, this is what we're going to try to do. This is our spring run. We're going to go, you know, go to Oakdale, Logandale, Red Bluff. You know, we're going to nominate these rodeos for the WCRA. Like, who does your planning?
I wish I had somebody that did my planning.
You do the planning yourself?
I do the planning.
Yeah. Oh, for everybody?
Well, as a crew, we kind of split up how we enter rodeos, and we kind of all look at that and discuss. But as far as the WCRA nominations and everything, it's just take a strategic approach to that, too. Definitely want to nominate the WCRA affiliate events because they're worth a lot more points. Mm-hmm. But and then you kind of look at big payouts. I nominated San Diego.
San Diego.
What's that stand for, Drew?
I can't say it because we're on Retro Country 105.9. I have to be careful what I say.
So
nominated San Diego, and then nominated like Houston, San Antonio, the ones where you're going to run as many steers as possible because it's on a tier system, and those big rodeos, I don't know, they cost their tier one or division one or something. They cost $200 to nominate. But at Houston, you might run nine steers, yeah, or however many it is, so seven steers.
It's not $200 per steer. It's just the whole rodeo.
One time.
Whole rodeo.
Yeah.
And so, but each round,
right,
you get points for.
Right.
Well, that's just smart.
Yeah. So you try to nominate the ones you can get the most runs at, most options at points. And I had to nominate a few to get here because I was chasing the top eight, and I had a pretty rough winter, so I didn't get too many points on the ones I nominated. But
how much fun was San Diego, though?
San Diego was awesome.
Petco Park.
It was so cool.
Everybody who went to San Diego said that was like the most cool experience ever.
It was, yeah. Yeah, the baseball stadium, and then the whole – all the fans there, they didn't know anything about rodeo when they started the week. And then by the last round, there's a barrel racer that she was last out in the barrel race, and when she turned the third barrel, the crowd erupted, and she smoked one. They knew it was fast. I don't know how they knew it was fast, but
– because then they have like 14,000 people there.
Oh, yeah.
Like just a right in down, like, for everybody that doesn't know, check out San Diego Rodeo. They had it at Petco Park. We're right downtown San Diego.
Padres play there.
Where did you guys, like, stay with your horses and stuff?
It was about an hour north of there.
Really?
Yeah. It was at Del Mar, actually.
Oh, at the racetrack?
Yeah. But it was right across from the racetrack. It was there was another equestrian facility. It was awesome. They did a good job up there.
Nice.
That whole deal was just amazing. Did you see any of it?
I didn't. I saw a lot of it on social media.
Rodeo San Diego.
Yep. Yeah, I know. It definitely looked cool, and I know it was a good production. Ferg was part of it, yeah. You know, our third member of our team, and they had good people there. And Jillian Grant did a good job in C5, so, you know, congrats to them. So I just love it because it spreads, you know, rodeo in a part of the world that doesn't have much rodeo, you know. I did a bull riding outside of San Diego one time. But it was at the Indian casinos out there. But right downtown in a major league ballpark, that's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome, and sounds like they're going to have it next year. So
good.
Well, I know why they won it. It's extremely successful. It's huge.
Yeah.
You know, and you talk about, like, California rodeos. I know that sometimes they get a bad rap about stuff, but, man, California rodeos are also, like, some of the most fun. You know, like Santa Maria, California, Red Bluff. There's a little rodeo. I don't know if you've ever been to Auburn, California.
Oh, yeah.
Auburn is unreal fun. I mean, afternoon perfs, rodeo with sunglasses, kick some tail, drink some beers.
Oh, man.
Go to Oakdale on a Sunday. Go to H Bar B Bar.
Yep.
Go to the Batch Loopies. Get you some of those smoked clams.
Nice.
You know, I mean, the California rodeos are a blast. Hayward's the one up by Oakland, but Brawley, California, the Cattle Call Rodeo in November. That is a phenomenal rodeo. Flying E Rodeo puts it on. I've got to work that several times. John Harrison got to go. Our good buddy John, the rodeo clown, two-time clown of the year, great guy. He got to work San Diego, and he said it was just so much fun. Tomas Garcia-Laza was there.
Yep.
I mean, all-around cool deal. It's just, it's neat to go to these different venues for us. But for you guys, like, and we always ask this, but like, okay, I'm going to put you on the spot here, Bridger. You can only go to 5 rodeos a year.
Five?
Of all the rodeos in the U.S., you only can go to 5. What is your 5 rodeos you're going to?
The five
in the
biggest?
U.S.? Just in
anywhere.
The U.S.? Okay. Calgary, probably okay. One of them. I haven't won anything there, but I'm going to go to Calgary. I'm going to win a bunch.
Oh, boy.
Houston. San Angelo.
Yeah. That's my dog.
Oh.
That's my dog. It pays good.
It does. $6,000 rounds. It's great.
Yeah. You got 2 more, Bridger.
That's San Diego.
Okay.
It doesn't count, but, yeah, that was awesome.
And Corpus Christi.
Yeah, Corpus Christi.
Yeah. I love it.
Here, the best part about going to Corpus Christi, they put on a good rodeo, but I am going to eat fish for every meal all week.
And it's awesome. It's so fresh. Casey Duggan just had the shrimp, and they're just big, beautiful, butterflied shrimp. We're going to get Water Street Grill tonight. You know, I mean, that's – or I guess
I think we're going to Docks.
Docks? They said there's another – I need to talk to the locals. Paul's Seafood. Let me know it's local around here, Paul's Seafood.
Said Paul's is really good.
Yeah, Casey.
Said
it looks kind of a local.
Said it kind of looks like a dirty, burnt-out old building, but
– Those are the best ones.
Yeah. It's like John Harrison when he goes to Mexican food restaurants. He gets on what's it called, where you rate it?
Yelp.
Gets on Yelp, and if it has a 1.5 star for cleanliness, that's the one you want to go to.
Tucker's the same way.
He says those are the best restaurants. And they really are. I went to a bunch of them. Okay, so steer wrestling. Who was the 4 people you would put on the Mount Rushmore of steer wrestling?
The Mount Rushmore?
look at this guy.
I know one. I would put Roy Duvall on.
Roy Duvall, for sure.
Oh, I thought you were talking about yourself. And you.
Roy Duvall, there's no arguing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's the ledge. Luke, for sure. Gosh, that's
Byron.
That's a lot of pressure.
No Byron? No?
Okay. Oh, you are a jerk.
Okay, I just was making sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I might leave that one up to the experts.
You got 2
that's
left.
Political. I don't know. I guess. Now you're getting into the history books.
You want to say Steve Duhon?
Duhon's a stud.
Duhon or
Wagasback?
He's got, honestly,
Justin Rumford.
Nebraska.
Dean Gorsuch.
Dean Gorsuch.
He's one of the nicest guys. Dean Gorsuch.
Dean Stockton Graves.
Oat. Yeah, hell, Oat.
Oat, for sure.
I was wondering what this was. No?
You know what Oat did to me at Burwell one year? Oat was the... he was the grand marshal of the parade, and it's at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to tell you all, I stayed up the night before having a little bit of fun in Burwell, Nebraska. So I'm standing, they make me stand in the back of this truck.
Benny with you?
Yes, he was. And so I'm standing there, and I have my shorts on. Well, he was, for some reason, he gets out, like they stopped everybody at the square there in Burwell, and Oat gets out, and I'm not paying attention. And I'm standing there waving, and Oat comes up behind me and pulls my pants down. Right in front of everybody in the parade. And I was so mad, but what am I going to do? Punch Oat Berry? Then he ties me into a knot and tosses me in the river. You know? But I love watching Bulldog. I especially like watching the old 80s. I've got the 86 NFR on VHS with John W. Jones and Rob Juker and Roy and Ricky Huddleston and Oat and those guys. And if you look at the old NFR videos from where you guys are now, and I wish we weren't on the radio because I'd use some different words, but... like, back in the day, if you watch the old NFR videos, everybody's just sitting on the back of the chutes, like, just sitting there like you're at Slack, you know? And today, everything's got to be clean. You can't sit here and you can't put your hands.
45 seconds.
I think it would have been so cool, rodeo in the 80s.
That would have been cool.
You ever watch those old videos?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody had a can of snuff in their front pocket. No one had sponsors.
Jeans are way too tight.
Nobody had sponsors.
13 yeah. MWZs.
Hey, and I will say this, and I don't care if Oat knows, but when Oat Berry wore those khaki Wranglers at the NFR, I don't know how he got those either on or off.
And lace-ups?
Yes.
And the lace-up boots?
I guarantee.
They're good for ankle support.
I guarantee Casey Duggan still got a pair of lace-ups in a closet somewhere.
Bright red. I had a pair of red ones. I was gonna be Lane Frost.
The glory days. It's so funny too. When I talked to the guys that used to Bulldog, the older generation, and they're talking about how you guys are now and how you guys are kind of weenies compared to what they did. you know, you guys have your big rigs and your fancy trailers. And back in the day, Bulldog with a single cab Dodge pickup and an old Capri camper and a 2-horse bumper pull.
Wasn't it Roy that said we didn't have awnings on our trailers because we never
had time? Yep, no. When we asked Roy Duval at the Duval Jackpot one year, we said, what is the biggest difference between steer wrestlers now and then? He says, two things, lawn chairs and awnings. He said, if you got time to put out an awning or sit in a lawn chair, you ain't rodeoing hard enough.
Riley Duval thinks the same way.
I want to get a T-shirt that says lawn chairs and awnings with a big deal through the middle of it. You know what I'm saying?
Red circle with a line through it.
Yeah.
Does Riley do a lot of your entering? Because he seems like he would be the entering guy.
Riley's the guru. Yeah.
Like that studies it and, you know.
Well, you've been rodeoing for 74 years.
Yeah. Riley was rodeoing before he was born. He was calling ProCom from the womb.
who's all in your group? Let's tell everybody who's in your travel. Who's in the crew?
Well, this weekend I hopped in with Riley and Shane Fry and Sam Goings came down with us. But going over the summer, for sure, Tucker and Justin and I, Tucker Allen, Justin Schaefer, and then we're kind of figuring all that stuff out. But
it's a big undertaking. It's unbelievable how to enter rodeo. I couldn't enter a rodeo if I tried.
There's a lot of strategic things that go into it. Like when I first came down to school
at
Stockton at Northwestern Oklahoma State University in Alva, Oklahoma.
Red Carpet Country.
Yeah. Real good spot.
Are you referencing Stockton?
Red Carpet Country. That's what, not Stockton. I see what you did there, but no.
Oofta.
Oofta. That's a Stockton word.
That's a northern word.
Who kind of taught you? I mean, obviously Stockton. You can't learn from much better guy than that.
Yeah, when I got down there, and he's like, every day come in the office, we'll talk about entering. And like I sat down, he's got this big calendar on his desk, and he starts going over it. And I'm like, he's saying words I don't even know what they mean. And I've already rodeoed fairly hard for a year. And he's like, we're going to go here because we can make slack here and go to this one. And if that doesn't work, we're going to go back. And there's the whole breakdown of it. And I listened to it for like 3 years without even opening a business journal. He just took care of it. And then he ended up going with somebody else so he could ride somebody's horse. And I end up being the guy that had to do the entering. I was like, oh, shit.
You should have paid attention for all those years. Yeah.
But honestly, he told me at the beginning, he's like, as long as you're sitting there and listening to it and trying to comprehend it, you'll absorb it. And when you go to do it, it'll just work. And sure enough, I opened
it. He was right.
Does Stock never mention how I beat him in 2001 in the Central Plains region?
Every day.
Okay, good. Yeah, I keep that bring up.
Yeah,
I love Stockton. He's been a good friend of mine for a long time. But see, I loved Alva. I loved going to school at Northwest Oklahoma State.
Yeah,
it's quite a bit different back in my day from yours. But
it sounds like it.
But the Nightlight's opening back up.
Nightlight is opening back up. We got to go back for opening day.
I definitely want to be there. You know?
We need to rump chat live from the opening of Nightlight.
Absolutely.
Get us a date on that.
I can
find it.
What about when what bar did y'all hang out in Alva without the Nightlight?
Well, my freshman year I had the Nightlight, and it was awesome. I did not appreciate it at the time because you'd go in there, and whether you had a drink or not, all the cigarette smoke, you'd feel like you never wanted to come back. As soon as it closed, it's like, gosh, I wish I would have spent more time at the Nightlight. But then we had the Office and the Bull. It was the Angry Bull, and now it's the Bull owned by Pete Nessarella. A hell of a spot. They're pretty good to us rodeo.
No longer the Angry Bull, just the regular.
Just the regular bull.
It's got to be your bull.
The Bull Smokehouse and Saloon.
Alva, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Trison's actually got a Corpus Christi surfboard hanging in there.
Really?
Nice.
Oh, yeah. He's got all kinds of pictures and back numbers put up in there. Big supporter of the rodeo team.
That's cool.
Man, I need to stop in there and see that. I haven't really stopped through Alva. I did the other day, kind of. We had a rump chat raw. If you don't listen to the Raws, you need to. We did one about my college days with Justin C. Boots and all the fun we had. And
yeah, it's a good one, the greenhouse. I wonder if it's still standing.
Yeah, I drove by it the other day.
Did you?
I drove on the way here, I went to Freedom, Oklahoma, to the Frontier Ranch to drop off my barrel before I drove to Hammond, Oklahoma, to pick up the championship rodeo semi to drive down here.
Okay.
So, yeah,
that's
drove
good to know.
Old Green, 817 4th Street, Alva, Oklahoma. Where did you live at, Bridger?
I lived in the sale barn.
Oh, you did? Yeah. So the school bought the cell barn, the old cell barn, and they made it into full-on rodeoville.
Oh, that's awesome.
Pins, arenas.
Yeah.
Is it pretty nice in there?
It ain't bad, yeah. If we keep it clean, it was nice.
Did you graduate?
Yep, I did.
You did? What's your degree in?
Agriculture business.
Oh, of course it is.
It is, yep.
Is Dr. Gilchrist still there?
He is not. It was only my freshman year, too, and I wish I would have taken way more classes with him.
He was the best teacher ever. I'll never forget this. I got an A in his class, and at the end of the semester, I walked up to him. I said, Dr. Gilchrist, I just want you to know, thank you for the A. And he goes, in what class? I'm like, in ag business. And he's like, you're in that class? I'm like, well, I never really went, but yeah, I was there. Thanks for the A. He was pretty good to have.
He's a good dude.
He was a great teacher because he's like, if you don't want to learn, you don't have to come to school. We'll still give you an A.
Well, he was a genius. If you wanted to learn, he'd teach you, but turns out nobody really wanted to learn.
Yeah, you learn how to enter. But
you don't go to school to get an education. You go to school to get educated.
That's right.
Yeah.
So when's your next outing here in Corpus?
Tonight. Next two nights.
That's right. I forget. It's progressive rounds, correct? Right? Yep. And then we've got that information somewhere in our phone. But, well, I guess Riley's just hazing. He's won two boards. He's won two surfboards. So he doesn't need another one. He's fine. He'll just take his 25% and you only got two legs. Oh, my God. I love that guy. So,
are those surfboards, though? Can you actually surf with those? Are those real surfboards?
Yeah.
I don't see why not. Yeah.
The youth division, they got, like, bodyboards.
Yeah.
You know where because they're nice. Small. Get it?
Yeah.
So, anyway. But, anyways. So, yeah. Well, we appreciate you coming by. And thanks for coming down. Go get you some great food here at Brewster Street Ice House. Downtown, somewhat by the ballpark, Whataburger Ballpark. It's pretty cool.
Ballpark,
and right. Do you know there's a water park over here? Do you think you and I could go?
I'm gonna need to because I'm hot.
Looks a little dry.
Well, I don't know. Is that? Do you think that's straight vodka on his sweating through his top lip?
Yeah. Speaking of which, hey Nate. Nate.
Nate.
Give me one.
Nate. He needs a drink. But anyway, Bridger, thanks. Good luck, brother. Appreciate you coming.
Thanks for having me.
Bridger Anderson, WCRA athlete right there. Steer wrestler. How about ever Bridger right there?
Thanks, brother.
Enjoy your day, Bridger.
God, your travel, your crew didn't even clap.
Because they're just they're watching Bulldog and film right there.
Riley's going over the sheets. Me? I'm good.
I'll just have one more Bloody Mary.
I'm going to stick to water today.
Okay.
You got something for our next guest?
Our next guest.
Before we get into him, let's, for the 3,000 people here live, I wanted to go over tonight, 7 o'clock, American Bank Center.
Yep.
Come down, enjoy a awesome show. You know, if you can't, you can catch it nightly. On Pluto TV, Cowboy Channel, Cowboy Channel Plus app at 7 o'clock. And fans can tune into the Triple Crown round, Rodeo Corpus Christi on CBS Sports, broadcast June 2nd at 11:30 a.m. So that's a great way to reach a huge audience on a whole other platform, being on CBS Sports. You know, I love that. You know, you'll be sitting in an airport and God knows where in the country, and there's rodeo on TV, and that's what it's all about. So, that being said.
And you know what I like about here? The coolest thing about Corpus Christi is we have commentators. We have Lindsay and Creed.
Yeah, happy Luke, birthday to Lindsay Sumter. 47 years old today. Congratulations. Ooh,
she is going to punch you.
47.
She's going to
hit
you.
She looks pretty good for being as old as she is.
Oh, my.
And then Creed. We got to get Creed Roberts on because we heard some really good stories, buying bulls from Bob Tallman stories, which is very entertaining. Along with, it's kind of funny, police are here now. We have a police presence, which is always nice. Him getting arrested in 2018, which is a great story. So we might have to get Creed on one of these days. I know he's not a real athlete, but maybe we can do one after rodeo. We need to do a Raw with Creed.
Creed's DUI story. I sat up till 2 o'clock in the morning laughing.
Raise your hand if you've had a Dewey.
I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, you just did insurance fraud. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was insurance fraud and battery.
My bad.
Yeah. Not domestic, but, you know.
If Justin had a dollar for every time he's been arrested, he'd have $7.
You know what the funny thing about, though, is, and I will say this, every time that I was ever arrested, the arresting officer was giggling, okay? So it wasn't like
so it makes it
bad.
Okay.
Well, it's funny when they're like, hey, man, I hate to do this, but we're going to have to take you in. Like, I get it, you know.
Okay.
I told him, I said, for the record, though, I wasn't wearing anything when I got here, okay? All right, let's introduce our next guy. I'm actually pretty excited about
this. I want you to intro our man.
This guy here, okay, I'm going to steal some of his best friend's music, I think. But I think that's going to be okay.
If it doesn't have E by it, it'll be
okay,
fine.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
He's friends with a $7 million bull rider. He lives by Bucktown, Texas. He got second in the round last night in the bull riding.
Bringing you booze.
He's bringing us a drink. He's a bull rider. He's a rodeo announcer. He's probably the most optimistic, fun dude that you'll ever meet.
He's one of those people that just make you smile.
When he walks into a room, men and women both light up.
I tell you what, I've been waiting a long time to be on Rump Chat, and because you guys are my boys.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Taylor. He's a Rump Chat fan, too.
He's a Rump Chat fan.
Round of applause. TT is on with us today.
Many a miles, boys. Been listening to y'all for a long time. And Rump Chat Raw. Don't forget about that, folks. Rump Chat Raw, obviously.
Yeah. Give us $5 a
month. If you're a true Rump Chat fan, you got to add Rump Chat Raw.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? We are going to give him $1,000 when he makes the NFR, me and you are.
Huh?
Love it.
As soon as he makes the NFR, he's going to be our official...
Endorsee.
Endorsee.
I want the inside of the glove.
Okay.
I want Rump Chat because that camera shot right there, right?
Amen.
I want that.
I was thinking some chaps and everything.
And then the end of the chaps?
Chaps up,
okay.
Man.
Chaps.
Okay.
Did you say chaps?
Shake on it.
Yeah. Chap up, shake son. Chinks, chaps, chaps, all the same.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and you didn't get to be on when you were busy with the NFR at Rump Chat in Vegas. One day we were having TT on, and so he gets all dressed up like ready.
Mind you, the $5 Tesla from Resorts World over to the Cowboy Convention.
Yeah.
So he gets there and he sits in the corner. Well, that was the day our friend Pete Carr came on. So we didn't get to Tyler. So he literally, TT sat in the corner the whole time, all
That's
dressed
so rude.
Up. Well,
it
I didn't
was.
Have time.
And he did give me free Gold Buckle beer.
Yeah.
Shout out to them. So it made it a little nicer.
So this morning when I was like, hey, TT, you want to come on Rump Chat? He's like, yeah, like the last time when you lied to me and I just sat in the corner.
Why didn't you dress up today?
Yeah.
Is this 160 degrees?
It's true.
I should have worn shorts. I'm getting foggy.
Well, you are. Your face is...
Well, there's no fan. It's literally...
a fan right here.
It's
Am I blocking it?
It's blowing on your big body.
Maybe it's the 7 Bloody Marys you've had that's making...
I've had 3, and these are delicious. Brewster Street Ice House. Great drink deals. Come see Randy at the bar.
I mean...
Yep, our man Randy.
Phenomenal place. I want to talk about Rump.
Okay.
I just love... How stuck in the 80s you are. Like, you love trucking, ripping cigs, wearing Motley Crue shirts.
Yep.
I mean, it's just a full, straight-on, stuck in the 80s, and will continue that until the day he dies. Right, Hambone?
I wouldn't expect any less.
I don't think I'm going to change. I'm 43.
Like, you're trucking out of here. Like, you truck down here with a load of horses, doing the rodeo, showing out, and then you're going to truck back.
Yeah.
Right up to Freedom, Oklahoma.
I can't believe you. Just to get jobs. I mean, you know.
I don't care.
I
love
Trump. We only have so many votes.
I don't need a vote. All I need is a Peterbilt and a Caterpillar engine. That's all I need.
Yeah, I call him.
And Hair Nation.
Have you ever talked to him? Like, when he gets in the truck, he goes into this morphs into this 1978 bull hauler. And his talk, like, you're driving down the road and there'll be a, you know, green semi. Look at that mean green pulling machine. Green bean
the headset you got on. I'm sure you wear one of those.
No, I don't wear a headset.
No? I can't believe you don't.
No.
Not a full trucker,
yeah,
then. What
see,
the heck?
Well, they didn't have those in the 70s.
You don't wear those.
Do you stop and use a payphone?
No, but I get on there and say, hey, come on over there, green bean machine. Come on.
tell
I like rodeoing.
Hey, TT, do you know what a flatbed trailer hauls?
A flatbed trailer.
Yeah.
There's nothing on it.
There's nothing on it. You know what it's hauling?
Straight deck?
Sailboat fuel. Because it's wind. I had to tell him on this because one of those semis hauling cars go to passes. I said, "How about that parking lot?" Huh? Parking lot.
About that mobile parking lot.
I just tell you what, like I love to see it. A guy that is just energetic still to this day, like the 80s will never die.
He completely,
with Justin
you know what the best thing completely about, changes into this 70s bull hog.
Oh, I have all these people like, "Why are you driving a truck?" Look, here's the deal. I'm coming to Corpus Christi to clown anyway. Two, I like trucking. Three, I like listening to rock and roll music.
Four, you love bucking horses.
Four, I love bucking horses. And five, I like to drive fast. Not too fast. What I like to do is get in there.
Not Heath Stewart fast.
Not Heath Stewart fast. I like to get in there, get going about 75, hit the cruise control, take my shoes off, turn up the radio, set the seat down, and just lean back like this and just enjoy what God has made.
Hambone, you ever seen The Grinch?
Oh, yeah.
You know when The Grinch takes off his socks and they squirm away? Every time I see him socks and he takes them off, I'm like, man, they're crawling.
I don't, because in the championship, in championship pro rodeo semi, they have a cherry wood floor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious.
Will's going to be pissed. He's like, "You're taking your shoes off?
No.
Like, bare feet."
Will doesn't have a choice because Will doesn't have a CDL. So.
You don't take your shoes off on cherry wood floors, or you don't put shoes on. You take them off before you get in the truck. There's rules to this.
Okay.
Do you not know about trucking?
Do you have a
CDL, TT?
I do not. No, sir.
You and you don't know, then you can't talk.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, I'm with Hambone on that. I really don't
know. No, I'll ride in a sleeper of a truck if it's somewhat clean.
I love trucking. I don't think I'd want to truck like box van trucking, but hauling rodeo stock, there's nothing better. Driving down the road, horses' tails are flying out. People are driving by. Kids are like
Motley Crue on the radio.
Just got it cranked up just as high as it will go. But like my dad, when he rode with me to Austin, we get there and he just shakes his head. He goes, "I don't know how you do it." And I'm thinking, you know, just in life, I'm like, "Yeah, well, it's not easy being a dad of three and working full time." But I do it. And he's like, no. He goes, "I don't know how you do it." And I said, "What are you talking about, Dad?" He's like, "Just 8 hours of just mind-numbing, yelling music in your ear. How can you even think?" That's the glory of rock and roll. You don't have to think.
Did you hit him with the Beastie Boys line? Like, you got to fight for your right to party.
No, I wish I would have, looking back. But
hey, I'm going to get a little serious, a little deep.
Do what you want.
I got a great question for both of you guys. Where do you see the sport of rodeo in 15 years?
Oh,
dang.
Can you think? Think ahead?
I tell you, the way it has changed in 15 years, and it's
true.
Changed in 5 years. Look at the money.
Right.
I mean, with the WCRA coming in, you know, and with its revamp from the previous alliance, and then what they're doing now, and its success, and what the top rodeos are doing in the PRCA, I mean, close... California, I had no idea. It was always 10,000 added. It was 30,000 this year. I mean, look at everybody's fighting to get in that top. And I mean, and Angela, we went from 20,000 to 45,000.
Which, shout out to you for that was absolutely hands down. This was your first year, correct? Because I
fourth.
Well, actually, production like being one of the head guys.
No,
up
it was,
there.
It's been
okay.
Four.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's always
I started in 2021 was my first year.
Okay.
But it's working. Whatever. All this competition to get you guys, to get the better guys. It's just, you know, even, you know, small rodeos like, you know, my hometown rodeo in Sydney, you know, it's slowly because, I mean, obviously it's a community of 1,000 people, so you don't have just a plethora of money laying around. But, you know, they're realizing you got to, well, we said this yesterday, a 10,000 added rodeo used to be huge. You know, that was a big rodeo. Now I remember JB, his last year, of course, it's different being JB Mooney, but he's anything under 10,000, he goes, "I'm not really going to, I'll drive by it." I think it's just, it's going, what it's done in 5 years, I can't imagine in 15.
And that's, I think, shout out to Cody Rostocki. Pretty sure he got all the Division II Extreme Bulls to, they were base minimum 10,000. They used to always be at 10,000. Now it's base minimum 15,000.
I think they should stop having so many Extreme Bulls.
I think it needs to be,
in my opinion, and I'll fight Fred Betcher all day long for this, but in my opinion, if you're going to do that, it needs to be a Division I. You need to pay $35,000. If we're going to put on a professional bull ride, it needs to be big enough to where it really.
But what? Counts. Okay, flip side, Extreme Bronx and
everything.
Yeah. Okay.
Everything.
Okay. Yeah.
Everything. I don't think you should have.
They've had quite a bit. I've seen they've added quite a bit of those Extreme Bronx with high added money. You know,
which is great. I'm not against standalones. I'm just right. Make them stand out.
Did you hear what might happen at the Extreme Bronx finals?
No.
They might be using my idea.
Shark cage?
No. Even better than that.
My idea is, for the bronc riding?
So, yeah. At the Extreme Bronx finals, and a lot of time in bull riding, we're doing the draft where you get to pick your own animal. Okay? At first, it was pretty cool. Now it's just another deal. So my idea that I ran by Rory Limmel was this, that I'd like to see at some of these events. If you bring back 15 guys to a short round, you don't get to pick your own animal. You don't draw for your own animal. So if me and you and Hambone are 1, 2, 3 coming back, all right, TT, here's the 15 bulls in the pen.
Okay.
You don't pick one for yourself. You pick one for somebody else.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So the number one guy has 15 bulls to pick from. And so you'd be like, you know what? I'm going to send this bull to Hambone. The number two guy then has 14 bulls. And he can send a bull to anybody else. And so it just goes down the list. So instead of picking your own bull, you pick for somebody else.
I could see it. There's kind of a few ways. I don't.
But you know, if we're gonna keep doing different things in rodeo,
true
strategy, something different.
I like that.
That is
true. Expect the unexpected. Because think about this. You talk about strategy. When you talk about strategy, like picking your own stock. Oh, that's easy. Because okay, who are you gonna pick? Well, I'm gonna pick the one that most suits me. So if you got 15 bulls and you know everybody else, you're like, ooh, this bull's hard to ride. This guy's really good. He'll probably buck him off. I'm going to send this guy this bull.
Would that create any animosity?
I would, yeah. I mean,
you know,
a little bit.
If you're in there and somebody says, you know, gives you just some hard to ride, nasty bull that you would never pick.
True, but you look at guys like James Burton, you know, what did he pick every time? What did he pick? Bushwhacker, you know what I'm saying? And he was, that's if he,
I'm like, James Burton. Oh, JB.
James Burton Mooney. You know, that guy, same thing. You look at him, he'd be first in the event, and he'd pick the hardest ride bull. But, Rump, I do think you're onto something there. And like I said, you guys, it's been great just to know you guys and be friends. Like, you guys have elevated the sport, no doubt. Hambone. When you play music, it's upbeat. It's stuff that's relevant. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you go to the rodeo and you hear old George Strait. You know, you'll play a little George. Hey, shout out to George, you know, the king.
Maybe in the pre-show.
But just more relevant. You know what I'm saying? You'll play, ooh, I just heard that song on the radio. I think it just come out. Hambone's bumping it at San Angelo, getting the vibe right. And, like, that's that little stuff that people don't really say, but it fires us up, the contestants. Everybody, hey, I've never been to a San Angelo stock show and rodeo. They go, and then they're playing this song that they really love that just came out on the radio. Hambone's bumping it. Ooh.
Reels. Man.
There's a fan right
thank
there, you know?
Thank God for reels.
For sure. True.
I'm serious.
Unreal.
And you know a lot of music, so text me if you hear something.
Oh, for sure.
Well, you're, as a bull rider, you've been very successful. You won second last night. You're moving on to tonight.
Yes, sir.
So you got a chance at winning the surfboard right here.
That's right.
With WCRA. But you're also... You're doing something that a lot of guys don't do. Because even like yesterday when we had Hudson Bolton, who's a senior in high school, great, great guy. But, you know, we're like, well, what do you want to do? I don't know, you know. This bull riding thing is not a long thing.
No.
And I think a lot of times that young people think at the time that they're never going to grow old. Because, like, I didn't think so. Like, I didn't – I mean, I can't believe I'm 43. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago. You are getting to announcing.
Yes.
Because, like, the rodeo athlete deal is short-lived.
Oh, no doubt.
Like it or not, you're not – it's just – it don't happen.
And that's what's been really cool, like, this side of it, seeing more of the production side, meeting guys like you. You know, Hambone's doing the biggest – I mean, did the NFR this year. I mean, getting around guys like that and being able to – Tuff Hedeman called me a while back, wanted me to announce his deal in El Paso, did that. Did it good enough to go to Las Vegas. Did Las Vegas.
You did the Tuff Hedeman at South Point?
No yes, joke. Sir. Right there at the
that.
South Point.
That's awesome.
That was pretty fun, huh?
Oh, man. Good time. Good time. Shout out to Ruben Cruz, too. Ruben, we co-announced those. But in El Paso, Ruben's bilingual. So when they did the sing-along.
Oh, heck.
Hambone, when they did the sing-along, awesome. You want to see about the roof blow off of that place. I mean, it was unreal. All that's in Spanish, awesome. And they knew every word. You know, it was pretty neat. But, yeah, like.
So were you, like, more of the color guy? Like, you know.
Pretty
not
much.
The color guy, but.
Come you know, in on, that, and that's
tell them what happened on the ride type
and
thing.
And getting better with sponsor reads and stuff like that. You know, with the BFO, shout out to Weston and Avery and stuff. They help. Hey. We need a filling guy to do the Hooey swag bag giveaway. Well, that kind of puts me out of my comfort zone. I'm usually up there, you know.
You did the mom scramble.
Yeah.
The Justin Rumford mom
yes,
scramble.
Yes, shout out. That was awesome this year. And this girl ran right into the fence. Like, I dodged her, and she smoked down
this
the fence.
This is not the Justin Rumford mom scramble. It's unaffiliated, and I'm legally not bound to take care of it.
This is true. Yeah, folks, there has been some mishaps before on that. But, you know, just seeing, like I said, it's full circle. Like Rump says, Father Time is undefeated. You know that well, especially in bull riding. It is short. I've been blessed enough to, you know, haven't rode this and that, all the accolades. But you know what? I've surrounded myself with some of the greatest people on earth.
Do you love it?
I love it. Absolutely, man. All I've ever wanted to do is be a rodeo cowboy growing up, and I'm 30 years old, and I'm getting to do it. And I see another lane as well. I'm going to rodeo my whole life. Like, that's what people are like, don't get me wrong, boys. We love home and stuff. But I'm like, let's go get it. Yeah. Life is short, man. Like, let's travel. Let's go. And I think if, you know, the Lord will bless me enough, I'll be able to rodeo till I die. I mean, you look at, God rest their souls, but like Mike Mathis and Hadley Barrett, they're announcing until they literally passed away, you yeah. know. So, and I think, sport of rodeo needs that. And like you said earlier with Vegas, kind of the color guy, I do a little bit of that for sure. But then, hey, this bull's standing pretty bad in the chute. Like, there'll be, hey, folks, see that bull leaning right there? You want to get him as square as you can. You know, it's dang near hard. It's really hard to ride these bulls when you get a fair shot at them, much less when you don't get a fair shot. Stuff like that to bring in. And I've noticed that, like, people will be like, hey, man, that was a pretty cool shout out. Like, someone who doesn't know about rodeo, you know, kind of tell them what the heck's going on and matchups, you know, that, like, in the bull riding, it's easy for me because I know the bulls, I know the guys. So I've been working on doing the slack. So I did Reno slack this year, and I did nice. Gooding slack this year. So I'm starting to do slack to get a more well-rounded on the timed event side, you know, because the rough stock side, that's where we grew up, you know. Like, we've always been behind the bucket chute, bronc riding, bareback riding, bull riding, easy. But just well-rounding myself with the BFOs. I did a college rodeo, Hill College, shout out to Paul Brown, the other day. And BFO, doing tough stills, announcing slack when I can. And that's, I'll never forget it, in Greeley, Colorado, about 3 years ago, I had this idea. I'm like, why don't I announce slack? Like, if I'm trying to get better and practice and do this announcing thing, why wouldn't I announce slack? So I go up to the secretary's office, and she goes, you want to wake up at 8 in the morning to announce barrel racing slack.
Which is very early for a bull rider.
And she said, I said, yes, ma'am, because I need to practice, you know. And we get done, and I actually get halfway through, and the ground's bad. In Greeley, which is like, they've won best ground award quite a few times, so... The horses kept falling. They come out, the barrel racers, you know, pitchforks and torches. They're like, we're not running another horse until this ground's better. They bring the box blade in there, bro. Box blade. It's 11 now. So then all the girls that ran, they got to run again. So we get done at about 2 o'clock, and I'll never forget it. Old Benny comes up, said, hey, now, son, that was pretty good. Now I think you might have something to do after you're done riding. And... that kind of was, it set in right there. I'm like, bam, everything that I was thinking, the ideas of, like, that's it. So then I just kept announcing slack. I seen John Deere Green for a free steak in Mercedes, Texas, because Gary Case, he's like, you ain't got a hair on your nuts. Excuse me. If you don't sing John Deere Green on the loudspeaker next drag, I said, watch this. In John Deere Green on a hot, I went all the way through.
Oh, my
and
God.
Got a free steak. You know, lunch out of the deal, and just kept announcing slack, and one thing led to another. Word of mouth, man. It's not about who you blow, it's about who you know, kind of deal. And
we're on the radio too, so
yes, yeah. Sir. Sorry, but
103.3.
It's just it is true. It's about networking and like and being around guys like you.
Well,
like,
you got the your attitude is so good. Okay, so this is a funny story. He stayed with Reno and Nicole Rosser during the after Red Bluff for the rodeo school. And yep. So, Nicole, I was in there, like, right after. I flew in the next week for Auburn, and Nicole's like, there was a guy at her house, and she's like, he was up before everybody drinking coffee and, like, playing with the kids, and she's like, I'm pretty sure he was on drugs because nobody could be that happy. And I'm, like, trying to think, who wouldn't she? He's like, Nicole's like, he was just the nicest guy, but everybody else was groggy and sleeping in and in bad moods. But this guy, he was just, like, bouncing around, and he was like, Nicole, can I sweep your kitchen? Can I help you? Mm-hmm. She's like, he was on drugs. And I'm like, well, who was it? She's like, it's some, like, Tyler or something weird like that. I'm like, oh, no, that's just how he is. He's just a very happy guy. I'm like, it was TV.
He is.
I'm just I'm always a half glass full kind of guy. Well, like, that's my deal. I mean, everyone is going to go through it, but it's like, man, life is too short to hang around people that you don't like or to be around things that you don't like.
It takes more energy to be miserable than it does.
And I like the books.
Amen to that.
I like when you Snapchat in the morning, you got those books. It's like, how to be a good person.
Oh, for sure.
And just like, and you Snapchat those deals, it's like.
I send them out to Rump and a few of my good buddies, for sure.
But it's so good.
You send one to my wife?
And I think, no, I would never do that.
I love you, Winnie. She doesn't listen to these.
Yeah, she's not going to listen. We can say whatever we want to about Winnie. If we weren't on the air right now.
God bless her soul. And God bless Ashley, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Two great women. What's the old saying behind every great man is a better woman? Saying you guys definitely got lucked out there.
Or in my dad's case, behind every great man is several women. Just kidding. There's only two. I've only got two moms.
I've always said there's a pandemic in the rodeo world, and it's the pandemic of that guy sure is an a-hole. But, man, his wife, she's so sweet.
Every time.
You know?
I'm sitting right next to two of them right now.
It's true. We got some good ones. Pretty happy about it. And you got a girl in Canada.
I do. So
are you in love?
I am deeply. Whoa. So I got my stuff together a couple years ago. Made it
all over the rodeo world.
Made it up to Calgary Stampede, a rodeo that I've always wanted to ride in. Like Bridger said, that's one of the best rodeos ever. So got up there. I think I advanced to the semi, that's about it, but got to meet the love of my life, so it was all worth it, and Canada's a pretty cool spot, no doubt.
Yeah, so what's her name?
Alicia Lynn Stevenson, and pretty cool, her great-great-grandpa was one of the biggest cattlemen in southwest Alberta, so they got a pretty big place up there by Nanton, and her parents down there by Pincher Creek. So, yeah, and it's mule deer heaven up there. Like, I went up in November when they're all rutting, and it was something else. So that's what everyone's like, TT, you're so happy and stuff. I'm like, yeah, I have shit days just like everybody else. Crap days like everybody else. But half glass full. Wake up. Get out and get after it. You know what I'm saying? If you want something, that's been my mindset the past couple of years. Just went through a lot. But everyone goes through a lot.
So tell us your WCRA journey.
Yeah, dude, you probably shut off Careless Whisper now.
Sorry. I like that song.
It makes everything sound better.
Sorry.
So that was pretty cool. Yeah, Chuck Swisher actually was like, hey, he calls me CB for
cat boy.
Yeah, cat boy, other word. But anyways,
why does he call you that? I never understood that.
It was a long time ago in Greeley, Colorado, and this girl had cats. And I was like, oh, yeah, girl and cats in the house, I'm not about it. Anyways, so I nominated for Mercedes. You get points just for nominating. So, like, I was on the alternates list for this deal and slipped in and just make it count, you know, advance. But, Chuck was like, dude, you need to nominate for these things. Like, they're giving away money, especially in the bull riding. So I was like, all right. So I nominated Mercedes, round ass off one, and but they were like, hey, they texted me, WCRA, that I didn't even know, which is awesome. They really reach out to contest. If you make an effort to, you know, go to the app, they'll reach back out to you, no doubt about that. And they said, hey, we know that you didn't stay, you know, whatever, but you had enough points to nominate for the alternates list. So I nominated for the alternates list, got in, and, it worked all right. Did my job last night. Took a second.
Yeah, survived in advance, and you backdoored one pretty good last night. Like, laid down. Did you see?
If he's going left and you get in there.
Get down in there.
You just got to keep going. It's one of those deals, if you try to correct, you'll probably get bucked off. So
but
you just
by
keep
doing
going
that, by nominating, and again, you didn't have a successful attempt, but still had enough points because
to put me on the alternates list.
And bull riding, as you know, it's hard to get guys anyways because injuries and all the events going on. But you're in, and you got a chance to win some big money and set you up for a good summer run.
Oh, no doubt. So it'd be nice. I mean, look at the opportunity you have here. You can win this deal. They're taking the top two guys to the PBR finals for the Cowtown for the elimination round. You could end up in Jerry World and win over $250,000. I mean, if you show up and show out at the PBR finals, which gives you the opportunity for the WCRA. I mean, that's pretty awesome if you really think about that.
There's just so many different venues.
Because a lot of the winners for the timed events, they get into the Kid Rock and Rodeo. That's their big shot. The bull riding, since they don't have the bull riding at the Kid Rock and Rodeo, the top two here, they get their chance to go to the PBR finals.
Very cool.
Is the Kid Rock Rodeo going to be cool or what?
Dude, I got tickets. Me and Alicia. Alicia flies down. We're going. We're going to go see old Bob play.
That's pretty awesome.
It's
a different deal. Maybe more people will do that. Like, celebrities put together their own rodeos.
Oh, straight up. I mean, it brings people. That's what rodeo needs. It's the city people that, hey, let's go invest in. And like you said, you go to the rodeo, and then Hambone's playing this song that you just heard on the radio that's new. Like, stuff like that is what helps this sport out, no doubt. And shout out to Kid Rock, old Bob, because, like, doing this, it's going to be huge. And it's just, this is the first time. So no one knows how it's going to be. But I'm like, dude, it's rodeo and Kid, like, Rocker's going to be freaking rallying out. All the greatest timed events and horse riders are there, and you have Kid Rock playing in between.
They said when he,
how is that not going to be good? Give me a ticket.
When he came to Cheyenne, Kid Rock, when he played the Frontier Days,
he
flew over the arena, like buzzed the arena, and on the back of his plane, he's got a finger in the air.
Middle finger.
On the tail fin.
It has American Badass, and then it's got the middle finger on the tail end, yep.
What do you have on the side of your plane?
You know what? I don't have a plane
I love Canadians.
Yet, but, you know.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing how that'd be so cool. You're going to make it. TT's going to the PBR World Finals, so you heard it here first. So that's pretty much going to happen. But again, tonight 7:00, Buck Days Rodeo Corpus Christi. It's a great event. This is a bucket list rodeo for those of you at home.
And you guys talked about this.
Yeah, like,
talked about this early in the year. In January, how fun and excited you are for Corpus Christi. And look, we're right here, boys.
Well, people need to come down because Corpus, one's, it's a great town. So, great Amazing. Food. There's always something to do. There's a great so aquarium. Yeah, there was a baseball game yesterday.
Lexington.
There's the beach.
And the boat, the Lexington.
Yeah,
aircraft carrier.
Yeah, the USS Lexington.
Yes.
Aircraft carrier is here. It's not like a lot of roads where you get there and it's like, okay, what are we – we'll go sightsee one day, but then that's about it. But there's a lot to do. You could even run up. I mean, it ain't very far. You could even run up to the King Ranch headquarters. You know, so there's so much to do. But and then catch a great show, great concert.
Who's at concert tonight?
What? La Mafia. Oh, La Mafia.
La Mafia.
So it's a Tejano band, which would be awesome, right? Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, it'll be a great crowd tonight.
Oh, great show. It's going to be
good.
I got
but
that
anyway.
Sixth sense that you're wrapping it up, Hambone, too. I just want to say shout out to you boys for hanging on in there. Rump Chat is huge. I love you guys to death. You guys are my brothers, and I'm so excited
to see
where this goes.
We finally got to come on.
Oh, yes.
Sure. After you sat by yourself in the corner, so happy.
Yes.
I was with Ferg. At least Ferg was there.
Well, and we'll get you on another time when we're not on the radio, and we can get delve a little bit.
A little bit more. I kept it PG for the most part.
Well,
TT level one action.
Yeah, this is TT level one. But anyway, we appreciate it, and appreciate Brewster's Ice House. Thanks, Bree, for... everybody, Randy, the greatest bartender in the world. He's back there slinging drinks. So, but to everybody, we'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. right here, Bruce.
Well, 11 a.m.
This guy don't want to get off bad enough to want to get on him in the first place. And you better trust in your lady luck. Pray to God that she don't give up on you right now. Live fast.